Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your girl, Aramoix Rose, and we are in the Goddess Lounge. It is Friday, March the 11th, okay? I had to do a few takes because I kept saying December, y'all, because it snowed today. So yes, it is March the 11th, Friday, here in Detroit, Michigan, and all is well. Is it perfect? No, but it is well. Really quick before we proceed with today's episode, I wanted to take a moment and just extend my deepest thanks, my deepest gratitude, and just share this moment of thankfulness with you guys for those of you who took the time, resources, energy to show up for me at a time that I really needed it. For those of you who are not aware, I lost my mother in December of 2021 on the 3rd. And that is actually the reason I had went MIA. I was supposed to return in February, but that was a premature decision because emotionally I was not ready. I was not okay. And that's not the energy I want to bring to you guys. So I just want to take a moment to apologize for my absence, but also thank you guys for understanding and just for being so supportive. Like, my mind is just blown by that. My mother passed of COVID with MRSA pneumonia complications, and she had diabetes and, you know, kidney failure and other things going on as well. But she fought and she fought to the very end of it all. So, her strength will forever be something that I hang on to, that inspires me, that helps me keep pushing through even when it gets hard. So once again, thank you guys. You know, prior to that, there was a lot going on with her health as well. Pretty much all 2021 was a rough year for my mom and a rough year for my family. So I really do thank you guys for riding it out with me. You know, I really do. So thank you. I love and appreciate you guys. And those of you who weren't aware, that's what's been up. That's what's been going on. So I want to go ahead and move forward because I said I was not going to cry. Okay, we ain't gonna do that today. So, it's been a minute, hasn't it, beautiful souls? Like, it really has. A lot has happened. There is many updates I have for you guys. So, I want to get into what today's episode is about, and then I want to update you guys with everything. Okay, so really quick, if you are not following me on social media, please be sure to do so on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at the Goddess Lounge Podcast. Okay, any questions, any of you who wish to collaborate, please reach out through those platforms because my calendar about to open up. But there's a catch. It's only opening up on weekends. Okay. Because I am a student. I'm in school. I'm in my second term, you guys, and I'm trying to finish this degree. Okay. I'm trying to graduate next year on time, okay? So yeah, your girl made the dean's list. So there's a little quick update. But no, seriously, I'm a student. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I have a son who was diagnosed with autism. It's funny, the same day that my mother was put on a ventilator with ASD. So yeah, it double whammy. But you know what? I'm looking at it in a different light. And because I hope to talk about that with you guys in the future, I'm not going to get deep into that. But everything isn't as it seems, you know? I'm momming it, wifing it, a student, an author. I'll update you guys on that later. I'm excited. Do y'all hear how my voice did? I'm excited. I'm also working on many projects. I have so much going on, guys. I just been really, really keeping busy. Like, that is how I've been dealing with the grief. That is just being productive, being creative, and just going hard, you know, going hard. So yeah, let's get into today's episode. So today's episode is titled Mind Your Business. Okay. Now, hearing this, because people gonna be people, this is not a messy subliminal attack type of episode. Listen to the words that I'm saying. Mind your business. If you didn't catch that, then this episode is not for you. All right? We keep it real over here, so we're going to go ahead and hop into it. So, there's been a lot of things going on, right? A lot of things going on in the world. We have this war with Russia going on. We have politics. Let's just say it like that, politics. We have all of the things that's wrong with that going on. Climate changes. We have medical discoveries or lack thereof. We have so many things happening all around us, right? And what's happening is that we're getting so caught up in all of the things that is currently going on around us that is deemed going wrong around us that we are actually forgetting about the things that are going right. You know, it's very interesting to me how us as humans are easily moved. And the reason why I say that is because when we are moved about something, whether it is good or bad, if we're passionate about it, it truly affects our entire day, what we're doing, how we're doing, how we go about things, how we react to things. And I had to ask myself through making that mistake myself, okay, why wasn't I minding my business? Well, what do you mean? This is what I mean. So I had a conversation with my best friend, okay? Love her to death, literally. But she is a celebrity makeup and hairstylist and a very popular, I mean, big, huge, ginormous magazine stole a concept, a whole concept, a whole hairstyle from one of her shoots. And in doing that, it would have been nice for that beautiful black woman to get her credit, but she did not. And what I love about our conversation was instead of my best friend going in a rage, going on a rant, getting upset, she took it and transmuted it to, oh, I know I'm doing something right. Or see, that's why I'm gonna keep going because see, nope, I'm not sleeping on myself no more. Like, it's moments like that that'll show you what will happen when you mind your business. She so quickly shifted from, I'm not even gonna get upset. Like, you know how you about to get upset, but you quickly catch yourself. She shifted herself from that position to the position of, I'm in alignment. Now, stay with me. Right after that happened, because, you know, with the good comes the bad, I have another friend that hit me up and she was upset because it seemed like everybody all of a sudden was doing something that I'm doing. Okay. And I will go into that towards the end of the episode. All right. And she was upset because there are certain particular individuals who have leadership positions in the church. We ain't gonna go there, but we're gonna go there, but we're not gonna go there. Who seems to always have sermons that circle around the topics off of my podcast or that seem to necessarily have business ideas, conferences, and interest, entrepreneurship endeavors that timeline, I mean, everything identical to mine. And I had to have the same conversation with her that my other best friend had with me, which was, I'm minding my business. And the reason why, and she was upset with me, y'all, like she was furious with me. And she wasn't furious with me because of my response to her. She was furious with me because she could not understand why I'm no longer bothered by things like that. And I'll tell you why. Because what is for you is for you. No, I'm gonna tell you, I know if someone right now who don't even live here, no, like they don't even live here, who for sure my whole life, you know, they say you got to be careful of people who will copy your personality, who will try to become you. Every one of us have ran into an individual in their life that does that. And I have ran into that individual. I've had that experience. And guess what? Even in that, I say thank you, because you know what that tells me? It tells me I'm doing something right, that I'm minding my business, because I'm not even aware of when people are doing said things. It's told to me. So in this situation, she expressed that she was upset with me because she feels like I should fight back or at least say something, or that I should be credited. And it's like, would it be nice? Yes, but I'm not looking for their validation. I'm not looking for their validation. Now, here's where I'm going with this, because like I said, this isn't a messy, catty type of conversation. This is a real life conversation, because when I go on my timeline to see what my Black business owners are doing, I'm seeing a lot of, this person is copying me, or I did this first. Let me tell you something. Nothing that we have done is first at this point in life. Nothing. And the reason I say that is because history loves to repeat itself. From fashion to, you know what I'm saying? Fashion to recipes to even certain things that take place, like wars. You get what I'm saying? Like things like that. It's a repetition happening. And the beauty of it is that when it takes place, we just add the whatever generation is present, just adds its pizzazz on it. You know, it sprinkles its special touch on it. And for me personally, I couldn't be upset, because what's for me is for me. I am uniquely designed to do something that is unique in this time and in this realm. I came here to heal and to be healed. And I am a jack of all trades, if not many trades. And all of those things that I know how to do helps me connect with people and serve whatever purpose that I am here to serve. I'm here to be of service. So if a person experiences me and they are led or motivated to do what I'm doing or do something in the like of what I'm doing, I'm not upset. I'm thankful and I'm grateful. I'm thankful and I'm grateful because it means that I am minding my business and I'm handling the business that is designated to me so well that people are taking notes and taking notice, because a person who will emulate you have to study you first. And while they studying you and they taking notes and oh, I'm going to do this different, or I'll go this way about it, you sitting up there upset about it. And out of that same mouth you upset about it, you was just questioning your ability to do well. You were just questioning your ability to excel and to thrive in what it is you're developing. But you're good enough for them to emulate. But you're the creator. Let's talk about that. When you are minding your business and you are creating, can nobody feel what's going on in that but you? They just see the outcome. They just copy the result. They don't know the blueprint. They don't know what you had to invest, sacrifice, how much time you had to give up. You ever see people that start doing something and then all of a sudden, slowly but surely, they just stop? Most of the time, if they don't outgrow it, sometimes it's because they had no business doing it in the first place. Sometimes maybe they were supposed to experience it, do it, and move forward, because it's going to be tied to a greater purpose. The point is, whether it's one or the other, you should be so busy minding your damn business that does not move you. And I really thought that I was going to get on here. My message was going to be like, honestly, my whole comeback episode was around my mother. it literally was around my mom. But Spirit said, nope, we're going to talk about people minding their business. Truthfully speaking, the key to success is knowing yourself. The key to peace is knowing yourself. The key to joy, happiness, prosperity, good wealth, good health, all of it is knowing yourself. When you create, I always tie it to pregnancy. If you have, for the men, if you've been with your lady, your woman, your wife through the journey, then you know what I'm talking about. For women, if you have ever carried a child, full term or not, you know what I'm talking about. Okay? And I've been on both sides of that spectrum, so bear with me. When you get pregnant, some inkling, some part of you knows, because things in your body begin to change. And if you don't feel the physical change, you see the physical change over time. When you are birthing something or when something feels off, your body alerts you. It's like a car. It's like an alarm system. Things start going off. Things start moving and operating differently. Once you're in the middle of that development and you're halfway there, things begin to move. Things begin to shift. You may have to, get the engine checked a little bit more. You may have to rest and not push it so far, not push the car too far. You know what I'm saying? You might have to sit up there and get a tune up and get the oil check like you're supposed to. You might have to make sure, you're putting the right gas in. You might have to even change the quality of gas that you're putting into your vehicle so that it can run smoothly. Oh, but when it get real and them labor pains start to kick in, that's the blood, sweat, tears, prayers. That's you up at 3 a.m. frustrated because you can't get that seam perfectly the way you want to. That's you mad at 2:22 a.m. because you realize you haven't ate and now you don't feel well, but you got to get this project done because this grant proposal that you've been working on is due at a certain time. That's you not sleeping for days because you got to get this order out and you have to make sure that these oils go out on time. Listen to me when I tell you this. All of that is essential to you birthing that thing that is in you. That idea. That supreme idea. That business idea. And not just business. For some of you, this is spiritual gifts. Because some of you got people emulating your spiritual gifts and they can't even touch you. You are minding your business, taking time to disappear from the world, to heal and ground yourself. You done came back. You don't eat how you used to eat. You don't wear what you used to wear. You don't talk how you used to talk, walk how you used to walk. You don't do none of those things, and they don't understand it. And they're going to look at you, and they're going to say, oh, she fake, or she copying this person, but they don't even understand that you went through something, and you've been rebirthed. You had your Phoenix experience. You rose from the ashes, something else. And what do people do when they don't understand something? What do people do when they don't understand something? Come on. They make up their own perspective. They create their own bullshit reasoning of why you are thriving. Because it can't be that you actually went through the fire and came out of it with more knowledge, more wisdom, with your clothing intact. It can't be, that you did the work. It has to be because somebody saved you. It had to be because, you did something shady to make it happen. It had to be because, oh, they practiced alchemy and this and that, and they did this. No, it's simply because that person minded their business. They were in alignment and doing what they were supposed to do when they were supposed to do it. See, when it got hard and the labors became too painful, the pain became too painful in the labor, they kept pushing. All of that comes with minding your business. Because the truth is, we are all pregnant with something great. We all have something great within us. But not all of us see it through. And the reason why it is so important to mind your business is because as long as you are minding your business, you won't miss your mark. As long as you are minding your business, you will not miss your mark. Do not get distracted by the 5 to 10 people who are doing what you're doing. So what? If I post, how do you make lasagna right now on Facebook, I'm going to get a good 5,000 recipes and all of them going to be different because we love food and because we love food and it's something that you could play with because it's creative. Okay. We all like to add and subtract ingredients. We'll quickly take a recipe of somebody else's and modify the ingredients to our liking. So when people seemingly do the same thing that you're doing, you have to look at it from that perspective. You created the recipe. You're the originator, but they're just adding and subtracting the ingredients to make it to their liking. Their audience is not going to be your audience. Integrity still has power. Doing things for the right reason, because it's the right reason, it's the right thing to do, still has power. Being honest, being transparent, being hardworking still has power. And if you are a believer of energy, of frequency, then you understand that 20 people could copy what you do and yours will still be the best that was ever done, that's ever did it. Do not be distracted by the distractions. You want to know if you're on the right path? Look at what's starting to pop up in your life. Look at how things are starting to happen. Look at the people that are falling away, family included. Look at the shift of things. Everybody is complaining about gas prices right now, right? Why are we worried about gas prices, inflation, and these things do matter? We are forgetting that we come from a long line of ancestors who knew how to survive things like that, who knew how to grow their own food, wash clothes in a bucket with a stick, who knew how to heal because there was no doctor. They were the doctor. They were the healers. Create. Right now, this is a time of creativity for our people, and we are being called to create. We are being called to innovate. We are being called to rise to our rightful place in this realm. We are leaders. They're going to be emulators. Hello. They're going to be people who copy what we do. Make sure y'all listen closely to what I'm saying. Some of you getting it. Some of you is still over your head. But one word, TikTok. Pay attention. Stay with me. There are going to be people who emulate what you do and what you say. I have someone right now on my TikTok who has taken my term, "Hey, beautiful souls," and the same rhythm of my voice and everything. But I have to respect it because guess what she did? She tagged me in it. And she was just simply in love with the term. She felt it was endearing. Respect. But it's not going to have the same effect because our audience is different. And that's my point. I'm flattered. I could never be offended. And I'm very thankful to both of my best friends who shared their experiences and feelings with me, because it really, really just confirmed that the idea of how I was looking at things, the way it shifted, was definitely spirit. See, part of protecting your peace and your energy is learning what to give your peace and energy to and whom. When you mind your business, what you're building, what you're creating, what you're focused on, your goals and achievements, You don't have time to monitor anybody else's. And if you do have time to monitor somebody else's goals and achievements, if you do have time to debate everything, if you do have time to sit up there and just nitpick and pick apart and dissect everything else but your damn self, you are doing something wrong. Some of you should be so much further than where you are, and you're not, because you're not minding your business. This is a season of closing your mouth, minding your business, and executing in silence. I'm going to say that again. This is the season for closing your mouth, minding your business, and executing your ideas in silence. Take the time while you're doing that to journal, to pray, to connect with spirit, to connect with your ancestors, connect with God, whatever faith you believe in, just to connect. Go for a hike. Do some walking. Connect with nature. But take some time to ground yourself and give yourself a life review. Add what's needed for you to be your best self and take away what's taken away from that. Like subtract what's taken away from that. Multiply what needs to be multiplied. Divide what needs to be divided. And do what you need to do to make yourself whole. Because we are not good to nobody if we are not good to ourselves. And how you treat yourself is how you're going to treat other people. How you handle your personal affairs is how you're going to handle what it is you're creating. That business. That brand. That child. Ooh, we ain't going to go there. That relationship. That business partnership. These things matter. These things really matter. Now, on a positive note, a lot of y'all are minding y'all business and y'all thriving. I have patroned a lot of you. I'm going to tell you something. There is some beautiful, talented individuals out here. Like beautiful, talented individuals. So much so that those of you I've patroned or who work, I have witnessed or experienced in any kind of way. This week, I will be sharing all of their info on my platforms. Because we support each other around here. Period. And I'll give a brief example. I have a journal. I have 5 journals I just published. That was one of the updates, so I might as well give it to y'all now. I have 5 journals I published. The first 3 I published all before January 14th. Okay. However, in my journey to do that, I had been wanting to do it for years, but I was fearful. And I'm going to save that for the next episode. But I have a very close friend who also published a journal. And then my cousin in law, which I hate to say that because she's just my prima to me, but she published a journal and I didn't even know that she published a journal. And you know what I did? I bought them and I posted them. Do you know why? Because they're beautifully designed. I know both of these women and they are awesome women, mothers, okay? Awesome wives, awesome entrepreneurs, okay? Like they are awesome beings. And the content is amazing. All of my ideas goes into Vanessa's, I'm going to say the name, into her journal that she created. My affirmations go into Mercedes, okay, into her journal, Miss Mercedes Ann. And anything else goes into the 1001 journals I already have and I create, and notebooks that I have because I'm always writing. And my point is, as women, we are supporting each other because we understand that this right here is necessary. It's necessary. My mom is actually the person who got me into making like journals, writing, all of that. My entire life, reading has been my peace and my comfort because I love how broad that imagination is, how far it can expand, and what it can create. We take things like that for granted. We wouldn't even have the level of entertainment that we have, let alone some of the things we are experiencing in this lifetime without imagination, without creativity, from movies, plays, books, different cuisines. Hello. That one was for my foodies right there. Okay. In all seriousness, cars. And I ain't talking about just technology either. There's so many different things. So in all seriousness, let me turn this fan off real quick. In all seriousness, we really have to learn to appreciate these things and be grateful and thankful and to tap in, because we all have the ability to create. But are you willing to divulge that deep to find what it is that you can create? My mother and I spent a lot of quality time together at places like Borders. If you know, you know. Okay. Y'all youngins, let me stop. I'm only going on 35. But look, y'all youngins don't know nothing about no Borders. Y'all know Barnes & Noble. We know Borders. But it was like a whole thing. So we would literally go to Nicola's or Armando's. And then we would get our nails done at Kiss Nails or even with my Auntie Tara back in the day. And then we would go to Borders, and we loved like books, like in a real way. Okay. So we would have like, you know, our urban fiction books, you know what I'm saying? Little hood books, you know. But we will also get journals and bookmarks and like special pens and stuff like that. We would check out the music section. We would sit on the stairs and read a little bit. We would get little snacks and stuff like that. And what we would do is that we both would start a series, right? And when we were done with the part one of each of our series, we would trade so that we both could talk about the series together over Armando's and Nicola's on the next trip. And that's what I mean. The moments there are gold to me because it's for years until Borders shut down. That is actually when we stopped that tradition. And we didn't have to, but we did. You know what I'm saying? And not on purpose, but just life. So I say that to say, like, it is amazing how things from your childhood can have such an influence on your future. I was already introduced to what I was going to be doing for years in my youth that I just thought I would enjoy as a hobby, that this is just my pastime and it's my whole entire future. And I also say that to say this. Keep in mind, there was a time where we were not allowed to read or write. If we even showed any type of quality that demonstrated we were intelligent beings, we were whipped and beat and tortured and sometimes even killed. For that reason alone, I will never stop reading, writing, advocating for reading and writing, nor will I ever stop creating tools to read and write, nor will I ever stop creating journals for my people. Because I strongly believe that POC and my beautiful, beautiful, beautiful melanated community deserves to be on the cover and it and just on every turn of a page. I, from the bottom of my heart, feel that way. Deep within my soul. Okay, even my computer gave the amen. But no, seriously, we do. I mean, there's so much of what we created that people use every day that we don't even get enough credit for. The truth is, knowledge is power. We're writers, we're poets, authors, film directors, engineers, healers, or legal advocates, I mean, judges. We're judges, y'all. We have our own firms. We own businesses. Women can be, black women can be CEOs now. Knowledge is power. We're professors at universities. It needs to be more of us, but that's another topic for another day as well. My point is that reading and writing is a powerful tool, and it is probably one of the most powerful tools you could ever utilize in this lifetime and the next. To be able to record your memories, to give advice for your children for when you're not here, to have a safe space, especially if you are a person who just don't trust nobody. The truth is, the safest place in the world I have ever found myself to be has been in between the place of a paper and a pen or pencil. I know that that paper cannot judge me, but it welcomes me with open arms, with love, with understanding, and with a reality check. I have learned so much about myself through journaling. It forces me to see what I don't want to see about myself. It forces me to take accountability and see where I need to improve, see where my mindset needs to change, where it needs to expand, where it needs to shift. It forces me to look at the words that come out of my heart, out of my mouth. Because what they say, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That life and death is in the power of the tongue. And I say that to say, I have 5 journals out right now that are live on Amazon. And that is just the beginning. Vanessa Hinojosa has a whole journal on Amazon. Mercedes Ann Scott has a whole journal on Amazon as well. We support each other around here. We understand the power in reading and writing. Journaling saved my life. Journaling helped heal my relationship throughout the years with my mother. And it was in a time of loss, heaviness, and grief that I had to isolate myself and I had to mind my damn business so that I could execute these things that Spirit was pouring into me. Because when you mind your business and you lose your best friend in the world at the same time, it is as if my worst and best moment happened in the same moment. And y'all want to know what took place when I was minding my business? I'm going to share it with you guys. First, mass fell off and a prayer was answered. I had been asking Spirit to show me who's for me and who is not. Especially after that situation happened, I asked for the truth to be revealed. And baby, the truth was definitely revealed. It was a hard pill to swallow, but it grew me up. And I'm grateful. I ain't even mad about it. The next thing that happened was I got a 3.5 and made the dean's list for my fall term. I made it through my finals. I finished my psychology class with an A. In the same week that I had to bury my mother, I made it through my finals and got an A. My journals got approved for publishing. I networked, and I'm not going to share who. But when I say you never know who is watching you, I networked in such a way that I am now reviewing a novel from a major traditional publishing company. And I'm also reviewing a short story for some of my peers. Not to mention, I just had another author who is with another main publishing company who wants me to review their book. on top of working on mine. When you mind your business, spirit has room to mind your business too. Because now I don't have to worry about having to fight extra battles on your behalf, because you're actually in alignment and focused and in tune with what it is you're supposed to be doing. So because you are in tune and focused on what it is you're supposed to be doing, now I can make room for you. I can clear things out of your path. I can elevate you. I can inspire you with ideas. I could continue to help you nurture the seeds that you have planted so that you can thrive and be successful and leave a legacy for your children. Mind your business, people. Mind your business. And you know what? And I'm going to say it too. Know when to mind your business. Because people are always going to come to you with things. It's okay to say, I'm minding my business. This is Mind Your Business March. Head down, get to work. Do what it is you're trying to do for yourself. I'm telling you, you're going to be grateful you did it. You're going to be grateful you did it 3 months from now. You're going to be grateful you did it 6 months from now. You're going to be grateful you did it 5 years from now. You're going to really, 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 really be ecstatic you did it 10 years from now. A lot of you are millionaires in the making. You only stuck in poverty because of your mindset. You're only stuck in poverty because you won't step out of the box and out of your comfort zone and be willing to sacrifice and do what needs to be done so that you can achieve set goal that you said you wanted, that you prayed for and cried for. And I ain't talking about crocodile tears. I'm talking snot running down your face. I'm talking about coughing and heaving like you about to throw up what you just ate for lunch, because why not me? I'm trying. Where's my success? Well, sis, was you minding your business? Was you minding your business? Was you working on your business plan? Or when Tyrone called, did you lead with your body instead of your soul and get distracted? Or distracted? Some of us are so busy chasing love and the desire of love that we don't even see that spirit is trying to show us love so that we can teach others how to love in a healthy way. Some of us is pursuing love and relationships, and this is our season to expand financially. You got to be in alignment. Some of us are in relationships and marriages that right now, y'all good. Y'all supposed to be together, but y'all got to focus on y'all individual plans right now, so that when y'all look back up, y'all could put something else together that's going to elevate your family as a whole. You have to be in alignment. You are shaping your reality. And you have all the tools, all of the knowledge, all of the power to make it happen. But in order to even begin a journey such as that, you have to mind your business. Your friends call you with some chimay, with some tea. Baby, I can't even right now. Hit me up later. I'm doing something important. Because the truth is, if it ain't serving you, you shouldn't be entertaining it anyway. Some of y'all need to reevaluate your circle. I hear some snores in the background. My 2-year-old sleeping. That's how I was able to hop on real quick. So, in all honesty, and I'm going to say this one more time, and we're going to close this out. It is very important in this season that you mind your business. And I declare it Mind Your Business March. Those ideas, those things you know you need to do in your personal life, spiritual life, and professional life, please make sure you handle that for you. Because no, none of us benefit from it. Whatever benefit we're going to get from it, it's not going to be until you put it out there. Some of you have great things that you've created and you just don't promote it. So no one knows that it exists. You guys are too amazing to get wrapped up in distractions that are so low vibrational. The lowest vibration of distractions is gossip. It's minding business that does not belong to you. And a lot of people say, oh, that's my guilty pleasure or my favorite. Girl, you know I talk about everybody. Mm-hmm. And that's why you're stagnant. You want to be stagnant? Keep minding other people's business and not your own. That same blessing, that same idea gonna have you real salty when you see someone else thriving in it. Not because it wasn't yours, but because you just kept sitting on it. Not to say that you still can't execute it, but it might not be as smooth as it would have been had you started when you were supposed to. Be so busy minding your business that you don't miss your mark. I mean, and really take a moment to be honest with yourself. A lot of us are not where we're supposed to be because we're worried about everything else going around us and not enough about things that are going on within us. I love y'all for real. And as I continue to grow and learn as a woman, as a wife, as a mother, as an entrepreneur, as an author now that I could officially say that, as a creator, I will continue to be transparent and share these things with you. Because that is what I'm here to do. I have this platform to be transparent and share my experience so that someone else cannot make the same mistakes I made, get inspired, or do better. So for some people, it's just to lift up their spirit and give them encouragement. This is a judgment-free zone. And I am never, ever, ever going to give up on you guys. So don't you dare give up on yourself. It is never too late. Keep thriving. Keep pushing through. Rest when you need to rest. But ultimately, king, queen, god, goddess, bruh, sis, mind your damn business. Execute in silence. And be your best self. Peace, love, light, chaos, and clarity. Because chaos does clear paths. I hope you have a beautiful weekend, a peaceful weekend, and a mindful weekend. I will see you guys next week, beautiful souls. And do not forget, check out those journals on Amazon. Seriously, I think it'll do you some good. And if you cannot, seriously, if you cannot right now financially afford these journals, it ain't nothing wrong with going to Dollar Tree and getting a notebook. And write your heart out, because that paper ain't judging you. Bye.